वंदेहं
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of July, 1976, in Washington, D.C.
Today we want to discuss about the manifestation of matter from pradhana. Now, Lord Kapiladeva describes that from pradhana is the undifferentiated sum total of all material elements. Then from pradhana, by the action of time, which Mahatattva is generated. Now we are a little confused about that by the impregnation with the Lord's internal potency, there is a Hiranmaya. It is produced within Mahatattva. And you say Hiranmaya is a self-effulgent. It's effulgent. Now our point is whether this Hiranmaya and Mahatattva, the relationship between these two and pradhana, how does that relate each other? It's not very clear in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You're not very clear at this point. It said from pradhana, by the impregnation with Lord's internal potency, the Hiranmaya is produced. That's actually the beginning of injection of jivas within this material mode.
Yes, it is a little complicated. So, it is not clear from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
It is a little difficult to understand the phenomenal descriptions.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nityananda Tattva, you can read it. You get some clue.
We also get some clue from past canvas, from Bhagavatam, in the Purusha incarnations. Prabhupada explains about Mahatattva. But there's a difference between. Our understanding is this, that pradhana, both pradhana and Mahatattva, they're eternal. Though they are material manifestations.
Everything is eternal.
No, eternal in the sense that it's different from Prakriti. Now, Prakriti is the when it is completely manifested.
Prakriti is Pradhan, Purush. These things are a little complicated.
But we wanted to clarify this because this is the nice thing that we can show that matter comes from light. I mean, this is the source.
Savitkata, Sahasrijata, by the glance of Mahavishnu, Eka Narayana Asit, in the beginning Narayana said there was no Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, Brahma, this mantra was there. But really,
by the glance of the Vishnu,
we can prove that how, by the sun side, everything is great. How it is? Your molecule and so on, so on.
Yeah.
You can describe. Actually, from the sun side, the trees are growing, leaves are coming. As soon as there is no sunshine, immediately they fall down the leaves and the tree becomes without any leaf. How this happens? He said, the sunshine has produced its own effect simply by the glance of the Supreme.
The material nature
becomes agitated, and the three gunas become manifest. In this way, these are described here. The same process. How from the sunshine the leaves are coming out, what are the molecules that change there, if you can study. The same process.
I don't want to read this here in Maya. The relationship between the Mahatattva and the here in Maya is clear, then I think rest are, we can have some idea. So we are a little confused in this this very point that he also said prana is the 24 elements that doesn't contain time. But
prana is the ingredient.
Yes, it is the sum total of the unmanifested material elements.
Mm.
Now, from prana, actually, Mahatattva is manifested. In Mahatattva, there's a basic difference that there are some already some manifestations in Mahatattva.
Categories.
There is already some
Total material energy. Mahatattva.
Is that differentiated?
Mahatattva is differentiated.
The different categories?
No, the time element is there in Mahatattva. Mm. So it is already 25 elements here, including the time.
Mm-hmm.
At this stage also, the impregnation of the Lord's internal product means the jivas are already impregnated here from pranana.
Mm.
So here, the living entities are in pure goodness.
Mm. You mean these are all living goodness? This material covering is separated. The living entities can be freed from material covering at any moment. Just like water and oil. It's always separate. It doesn't mix. The Vedic mantra also says, asangayam purusham. Actually it is not mixed, but it is covered.
Mm.
That's covering can be taken out. I think this first canto is that description is trying to understand.
No, in the first canto in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are also, it's not very clear.
Then second canto, the development of Srishti Tattva. There is this.
Actually, there is also a difference in the Bhagavad Gita.
Mm.
It's here in Maya. You know, sometimes it's also called Brahman. Brahman.
Brahman, yeah. Yeah.
And
he is called Hiranyagarbha, Brahman.
Hiranyagarbha. It is also said in this state, pradhana state, the cause and effect are not clearly manifested.
Chaitanya, did you get that? Nityananda Prasthu.
No, that I haven't studied.
Read it. We get clued there. Maybe in the third chapter, chapter where it's called Nityananda Prasthu.
The glories of the Lord Nityananda.
Mm.
Well, that's indeed. This is sent.
Fifth chapter.
Mm. Yeah. This chapter is simply devoted to describing the essence of nature and the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Sri Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead, and his first expansion in the form of pastimes is Sri Balaram. Mm. Beyond the limitation of this material world is the spiritual sky, Pratyom, which is many spiritual planets, the supreme of which is called Krishna Loka. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions, which are known as Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokul. In that abode, the personality of Godhead expands himself into four plenary forces, Krishna, Balaram, Pradyumna, the transcendental Cupid, and Aniruddha. They are known as the original quadruple forms. In Krishna Loka is a transcendental place known as Svetadip or Vrindavan. Below Krishna Loka in the spiritual sky are the Vaikuntha planets. on his return to planet, a four-handed Narayan, slandered from the first quadruple manifestation, his prison. The personality of Godhead known as Sri Balaram in Krishna Loka is the original Sankarsan, attracting deity, and from this Sankarsan expands another Sankarsan called Mahasankarsan, who resides in one of the Vaikuntha planets. By his internal potency, Mahasankarsan maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky, while all the living beings are eternally liberated souls. The influence of the material energy is conspicuous here by its absence. On those planets, the second quadruple manifestation is present. Outside of the Vaikuntha planets is the impersonal manifestation of Sri Krishna, which is known as the Brahmaloka. On the other side of the Brahmaloka is the spiritual Karana Samudra, or Kozal Ocean. The material energy exists on the other side of the Kozal Ocean, without touching it. And the Kozal Ocean is Mahavishnu, the original Purusha expansion from Sankarsan. This Mahavishnu places his glance over the material energy, and by a reflection of his transcendental body, he amalgamates himself within the material elements. As a source of the material elements, the material energy is known as Pradhana. And as the source of the manifestations of the material energy, it is known as Maya. But material nature is inert in that she has no independent power to do anything. She is empowered to make the cosmic manifestation by the glance of Mahavishnu. Therefore, the material energy is not the original cause of the material manifestation. Rather, the transcendental glance of Mahavishnu over material nature produces that cosmic
manifestation. Will you try to understand this, everything with you? Material energy has no power to create. It is this glance that makes material energy things. So you read that chapter carefully.
It said in the Matatva, when the lower glances are impregnated with the glancing,
that is spiritual.
Yes, it is still spiritual.
That glancing is spiritual.
Yes.
So, matter itself cannot do anything. Ajakalastha. The nipples in the throat or neck. Because there are some nipples. The nipple uses that is not made giving anything. So, nature is creating. Generally, they say by nature. But nature has no power. It is matter. When there is glance of Sankarsan or Vishnu, that is it.
And that's that when a living entity is impregnated in this state, it is also said that there it is in the pure goodness.
Pure goodness always. It is simply color.
Mm. This is not completely manifested yet. But then it says, by the contamination of pure goodness by Ankar, then starts material ego. Yeah. From there everything is going to manifest. So once we come to material ego, then it seems clear.
That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Purusha Prakriti Sthoti.
How does the contaminated ego or contaminated consciousness differ from false ego?
That is contaminated ego, false ego.
But we have a subdivision in Karakanta. For internal subtle senses, they said mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness.
Mm.
And this ego is false ego, and the other division is contaminated consciousness.
This is false ego. I have this matter, I am this body. this is possible.
Yeah, but why it is a
voice? Ego is there, but this is possible.
Then by association with the modes, there's contamination.
This is possible.
But still, in this verse on 726, verse 14, says there are four internal subtle senses. Now, these four senses are mind, intelligence, ego, and the contaminated consciousness.
The internal subtle senses are experienced as having four aspects in the shape of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. Distinctions between them can be made only by different functions, since they represent different characteristics.
Is this ego mentioned here, is it a false ego? That's what I understand.
Well, yes. Real ego is and current purpose on the mind.
So, is there a false ego in different mode, like false ego in the mode of ignorance, false in the mode of passion or goodness?
Yes.
So that consciousness can be contaminated according to the mode
yes.
in which it is associated. Yes. So I am identifying with my body in any mode, that is false ego. Yes. But my consciousness is contaminated by a particular mode. Maybe passion, maybe ignorance, maybe goodness. So then my consciousness is contaminated. Yes. So false ego is the base of all material activities, but I may be acting in a certain mode, contaminated in a certain way. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is everything clear? Is for internal subtle senses? Actually, consciousness is a symptom of life. So when we say contaminated consciousness, means the quality of life is there. But somehow,
that is mixed with material.
Right. So, originally, this goodness, very pure goodness, you say. Originally, in the beginning of
I give the example, just like water falling from the sky. It is crystal clear, distilled water. As soon as it touches the earth, it becomes muddy. But that muddiness can be filtered.
Plus, muddiness is the character of the mud, not the consciousness.
Yeah.
And it can be cleansed, filtered out.
That's filtering process in devotion. So unless the water is different from the precipitated matter, how it can be filtered?
So far we are concerned, Prakriti is clear, but the source of Prakriti is a little attractive. So we want to show this properly in our chapter on some sort of creation. Creation of material manifestation.
Now,
this I want to
I will get within from second hand.
That's the first step in self-realization chapter?
This chapter.
Yes?
Huh? Fifth chapter, sixth chapter.
Atta sarda visar dasta, that verse, second canto, final.
Srila Prabhupada, is matter generated within a given body, like the body of a given being, while it's living, is matter generated and annihilated within that body?
Body is matter. Whole body is combination of matter.
Is the living entity within, or the
within.
Does it generate matter? So say the body could get heavier or lighter because of that?
Because the living entity is there. Matter is generated.
Yes, because
like the tree, the living entity is there. a big log would generate.
Like that stone.
Huh?
Like
yeah.
that stone.
Yeah.
That stone is increasing its weight. Mm-hmm. So you, when someone goes to see the stone, he sees, oh, the stone is bigger and heavier also. Mm-hmm. So that increased material or matter that makes up the bigger size of the stone, is that matter being generated from the soul?
Yes.
From the spirit soul. So spirit soul has power.
Similarly, from the spirit soul, everything has come out.
So spirit soul can create matter?
Actually, from light matter is generated. Yeah. Not from matter, light is generated. That is all.
There were some people who had done measurements and...
Measurement is there in the Vedic literature, the Upanishad, Purana.
Is it that the living entity, when he creates this matter to expand like the stone is growing, does he manufacture this material from the etheric platform, or does he
simply... By his desire, you see.
Simply by desire.
Mm.
Yes, there have been some modern scientists have done some experiments showing that in the soil there are organisms, microorganisms and earthworms that can produce chemicals. Yes. Increasing just simply by their presence.
I have given that example. He has mentioned. Limon.
A lemon tree.
Limon tree producing chemicals.
Some people would say that the lemon tree was simply taking food and rearranging it.
Yeah. The tree is its source, but everything is there in the earth. But God's creation is so nice that through this tree the chemical is coming. The chemical is there in the earth. But the seed of the limon tree that grows, it extracts the particular type of chemical.
We were wondering then if also it could produce matter instead of taking from the earth and rearranging it.
The earth is the source of everything. Sarva-dugha-mahi. You get from, actually you are getting all chemicals from the earth.
So they are already there.
Yeah.
Created by Krishna.
Yeah. The Sarva is there.
He's trying to mention an experiment in science. There's a man called...
That is your duty.
He tries to show that in a living system...
You know, we can see practically. Different seeds, the exact things. Different color, different flavor, different chemical. Everything is coming from the earth. Sarva-dugha, sarva-kama-dugha. Everything is coming.
So, the plant...
Simply, outside arrangement, how to take it.
So, in other words, the tree, or the plant in agriculture, takes the chemicals from the soil and...
Seed. As soon as it comes in touch, the heart, they see the exact particular chemicals and everything from there.
So that spirit soul on the seed, he is not creating anything.
Spirit soul.
No, he's taking.
Spirit soul, according to his karma, takes shelter of the situation. But the seed, the chemical composition exacts the desire.
So all Krishna's arrangement.
Yes.
So in other words,
it is instrumental. You have to do something, you require an instrument. Actually, according to the desire of the living entity, he is given instrument. Brahman sarva-bhutani, jantra-arunanima. But jantra, you require something, you require a particular jantra or machine. The seed is practically the machine. And the living entity is using it to satisfy desires.
So that growth of matter, that's the matter's coming from outside, and the spirit soul simply taking it and expanding his body.
Is Earth still being manifested from ether? Like the description in the Bhagavatam is from sound, and then through different elements found on the Earth. Is that still happening today?
Everything, all is happening.
Like
nature's life is going on.
So the spirit soul is in the seed, and the seed interacts with the other chemicals to make growth. Mm. So if the chemicals are not there in the earth, then that seed cannot make those.
The chemical is there in the earth, according to the seed, it is exempt. Within the earth, everything is there. The seed is the instrument, and the living entity is the exactor. How about that? Exactor?
Yeah. Executor.
He takes, utilizes.
Extracts.
Now, suppose like now, just like this Vedic injunction against artificial fertilizers in the soil. Suppose, as modern farmers are doing, they use this artificial fertilizer and the soil becomes depleted in
certain
chemicals.
That means that it's the same principle. Mm-hmm. You are living entity.
Right.
By artificial fertilizer, you are exacting something from the earth, the same thing.
Mm. Now, suppose we take so many chemicals from the earth, and then they become a little depleted. Can those chemicals be replaced by the earth itself as the ongoing process of nature?
Everything is coming from the earth. All the living conditions are there in the matter, provided there is living being. That's like a dead body. It is not that the living condition is finished. No. The living conditions are there. That particular soul has left that body. But the dead body is also full of ingredients of living condition. So many germs are coming out when the body is decomposed. We say decomposition, but even in that decomposed condition, there is living. So the living conditions are already there. Matter is very strong. Now, the decomposed body, the living being has left. Now it is dead man, but still the living beings are coming. How is it? That means matter has always the potential to give shelter to the living being. But it is impossible that there is no living being in the world. Bogus. We cannot accept any condition. There is produce and produce. You see actually in the heart, in the air, in the water, in the fire, the five elements. Whatever you take, is five elements in different proportions. So the living, just like from perspiration living entity itself. It is impossible that there is no living entity. There is both complete. You can challenge that.
A living entity that they are familiar with.
That is another thing. Upamandala again. They know some certain type of living entity. That's all.
So they think that all the living entities would be like that.
And that is a good over Dr. Frank. But the fact is, any condition of material existence, there is possibility of living entities. Yeah. Sarvaga. Sanu Acharayamu Sarvaga. Everywhere, there is living entity. It is impossible to control. Then on that planet there is no living entity. Is that possible?
No, to show that matter is generated by life, or to do some experiment.
That is every day we are experiencing. There is the same seed, and then you begin to become and it becomes a tree and it grows, big tree, huge body. And actually it's dead. The body is nothing to you. You see this question?
You mean two things. You mean that
everything is coming from life.
Yes.
Krishna says, he is the supreme life. Mm-hmm. He says, Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya vajante. Buddha bhavita. He is the origin of everything. Mm-hmm. Both matter and life, everything. So the matter also coming from life, life is also coming from life. Therefore life is the original soul from life. Dharmadvastata. So that Dharmadvastata is life. That is explained in Bhagavata. Dharmadvastata jataha annaya itarata shiva arthishu avidya. That source of everything is life and is fully conscious of everything what is happening, annayat, indirectly and directly, fully conscious, that is life.
So, the matter is coming from Krishna originally.
Everything is coming from Krishna.
Then the spirit soul, he has his activities, and he is active. And the
he may be inactive, but his second desires is active. That is creating. And matter is supply, that is pradhan, supply.
So he creates the situation for the matter, but not the he doesn't create the matter itself.
He wants, I want this, and God is there. Mm-hmm. He asks the energy to supply the medium, and he creates.
Thank you very much.